Paul Cole, the Liberal Democrat spokesperson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Can I thank the Minister for advanced sight of his statement? The scenes we've all witnessed in news reports are very concerning, and our thoughts are with all those affected and the family of the crew member who remains unaccounted for. This event reminds us of the risks and dangers those who work in the maritime sector face. These men and women are often working long, challenging hours, keeping our country and economy going with little, if any, recognition, and we are hugely grateful to them. We're also indebted to the emergency services, RNLI and the Coast Guard for their tireless work through the night. I know they are doing all they can to limit the damage and limit the environmental impact, and did so much to minimise the loss of life. Whilst it will take time to establish what has taken place, it's clear the government needs to take urgent steps to limit the damage and reassure local communities. I welcome the government's formation of a tactical coordination group and the work they are doing with other agencies. I appreciate this is still an unfolding situation and many questions cannot be answered at this stage. But can I ask the Minister, one, what immediate steps the government is taking to protect the environment along the East Coast? Two, what the Minister is doing to keep shipping routes open and safe? And three, what plan does the government have to support fishing and other businesses that rely on waters that might now be contaminated?
Well, can I join with the Honourable Member in paying tribute to maritime workers? They kept us fed, fuelled and supplied all the way through COVID, and they keep us fed, fuelled and supplied every day of every week in our nation, and I cannot commend them more highly. And can I also join with him in paying tribute to the emergency services? This is difficult, hard work, and they are doing an exceptional job in those circumstances. We have, as I've said, the MCA is standing by with marine and aerial counter-pollution measures. Those are in place. Once we get the fire on the Salong out, we will begin to deploy them, assess the situation, and begin to deploy those measures. And I've said it's vital that we keep shipping lanes open as best we can in the Humber Estuary as this continues. That's why we've placed a 1,000-metre exclusion zone around both ships currently. Outside that, maritime vessels can operate normally, as normal is in this circumstance.